listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. Yep, you got that right. Sean Mulroney. S-E-A-N-M-U-L-R-O-N-E-Y. I didn't say Mickey Mouse. I said Sean Mulroney. So you can follow me on, if you're not already, please follow me on all my social media. Thanks for everybody that does follow me. It means that you either like me or you don't like me, and you're following me just to make sure I mess up. But you know what? I take that and a baby aspirin. It doesn't bother me in the least bit. So I love people. I if they love me or not. So, you know, I get all my life. It's about, you know, living and finding out, you know, your purpose and finding the good, and the good outweighs the bad. So the negativity, either whether it's people, whether it's, you know, things we watch or things we see, it's all about being positive and finding the right sources of influence. And I choose the ones that are going to make me who I am and better me. I don't want somebody dragging me down all the time, nor should you. Just you know what, don't be so down that you got to have somebody's approval in order to validate you. Validation comes from the inside. Remember that. You don't need to be validated. If you don't validate yourself, it doesn't matter who validates it until you give in and say, I'm going to start loving myself. I'm going to validate who I am. And I don't care what people think about me. And I'm glad the ones that think good of me. But you know what? I'm also thankful for the ones that don't think so good of me. And, you know, there's people that, man, they encourage me all the time. And there's people that gave up on me all through my life. But that's okay. I'm saying that because they make good. You can't have day without night. You know, you can't have dark without light. You know, you can't have good without bad. So I've learned lessons from good people and from the people that didn't treat me so kind and weren't that kind and good to me. And that's okay. I still have to be who I am and love people no matter if they love me or not. You know, it doesn't, like I said, I can love them, but I don't have to like them. And that's what it's all about. That's why the Obesity Revolution is a support. We encourage, we want, you know, people that, especially dealing with obesity, until you've been there, you don't understand it. And, you know, it's all about making sure that we have the right resources and the right people that get behind us and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to help. I'm going to guide. I'm going to do whatever I can to encourage people. And that's what it's about. But that's what we do. The Obesity Revolution, of course, you know our website, theobesityrevolution.com. And, of course, you can listen to our podcast on everything, iHeartRadio, Apple, you know, Google Play, wherever. I mean, it's all out there, Spotify, everywhere. And, you know, go there, leave us a great review, you know, write something good about what may be something that you've learned, and let's just encourage each other. And, of course, you know, we have our four pillars. And I believe we have them because we have to stand on something. We have to have about a foundation. And what those are is we are here to identify, educate, inspire, and execute. That's it. Identify, educate, inspire, and execute. And that's what we're doing. We have, if you go to our closed group, it'll be in the show notes. Join it if you struggle, if you need support. Join our free Facebook group. and you'll find different things on there. Once you're, you know, become a member, you can come to our weekly support group meeting via Zoom, and we would love to have you. So join us, go to the website, theobesityrevolution.com, and reach out to us. We will guide you. We will encourage you. We will do anything we can to support you. So that's what it's all about. So rising tides floats more ships. So as our tide grows, we want to put more ships out there that need it, and the ones that need it and just need to be, you know, encouraged along. So that's what we're here to do. But I'm just thankful for every one of you that do listen to our podcast, and I love you all. I mean, I heard some encouraging stuff this week of people, you know, writing in and said, hey, I didn't even see that. I, you know, spoke on the subject. You know, I hate fat people. And people might not say that is the way society is, but people are thinking it. And they think that, you know, we're no good, we're no use. But going into all that, if you haven't listened to that episode, go back, which is last week's episode. But this week, I want to talk about some shocking facts about obesity, okay? And it's something that's alarming, but it's something we have to do something about. We that are obese, please, listen. We need to fight. We need to fight for our health. We have to fight the things that's happening with doctors and society and whoever is against that, with, you know, fixing and bridging that gap to be able to have this. But the facts, you know, it's there, and they're shocking. And I'm putting this out there because you that are not obese, we need your voice too, just to show us that, you know, the empathy and the support to say, hey, you know, we got you, we understand. Because like I said, I'll say this a million times over, there is more than one factor. It's not just, you know, what you eat, which is important. People think the only two pillars of weight loss is that what you eat, which is important, and that you work at, which is important. But there's so many other things that it's so complex, but everybody wants to make it very simple. Well, we didn't get here simply, and we're not going to get out of it simply, but we need to fight no matter what. We need to do everything that we can. That's where I'm at. You know, I haven't quit. I maybe failed. I maybe did that. I had to reset. I had to restart. I had to do all this, but don't quit. Just get back and get back to it. No matter what you do, you may fall down, but rise up again. Fall down, rise up again. What's the saying? You know, fall down, you know, seven times, rise up eight, and you can do this. But these facts are going to shock you. If you haven't heard them before, maybe some of you have. But I've been really looking into this. Our team has been really looking into this. But listen to this. Listen to this. The U.S. has higher childhood rates than, listen. This is childhood obesity, has higher rates in the United States more than 194 other countries. Whew. And that's a startling fact. Think about it. Childhood obesity is higher here in the U.S. than 194 countries. That's alarming to me. And you may know that there's an obesity epidemic. You may not know. You that and me and you, I'm a dog in a fight with fighting this obesity. I know there's a pandemic, but I'm speaking up about it. I'm done. I'm done the way the treatment of obese people and not getting the help, not getting the support, not getting what we need to get us better and towards a healthy lifestyle. And we don't get the tools. We don't get the skills. They want us to go to a diet, which never works. Diets don't work. I promise you. But you might not know how truly shocking the numbers are, okay? There was a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they evaluated 195 different countries, okay, and found that 100.7 million children are obese. Did you hear that? In 195 countries, they found that 107.7 million children are obese. Now, listen to this. I've said this so many times. According to the CDC and these articles, more than 653.7 million adults are obese worldwide, based on data from 2020. In fact, obesity rates have just about doubled since 1980 in over 70 countries. Man, you don't think, but it's the only acceptable prejudice. And people are allowed to do that and think they're you know, come on, get up, fat. You know, like I said, everybody has that mentality of I hate fat people, but here's the facts. These are the cold, hard facts because, you know, are you curious how the United States fared? Now, listen to this. Here are five facts about the current state of obesity, okay? The U.S. has the highest level of childhood obesity globally, okay? Now, they did that with 195 different countries. It comes down to the United States. In China, in the U.S. have the highest numbers of obese adults, okay? Women are more likely than men to be obese, both in the U.S. and worldwide. And between 1990 and 2015, deaths related to high body mass index, a measurement based on your weight, your height, increased from 41% to 53% per 100. Man, I mean, are you listening to this? You that can do something about this, partner with the obese. We want to get this everywhere, and we want to lose weight worse than anybody else wants us to. And 70% of BMI, which is body mass index related deaths, are caused by heart disease. 70%, okay? And of course, we know obesity can shorten your life. And it can shorten your life nearly by 10 years. But that's if the good Lord, you know, we all have a time to die. You know, there's people, heart disease is a big factor in the world. And also a study found it's responsible for 1 in 5 deaths, okay, in America. But these deaths are preventable. Yeah, they are. But nobody wants us to give the preventable measures except, you know, get on a diet, work out. They don't want to check our hormones. They don't want to check, you know, what's lymphedema. Oh, that's because you're fat. You have that. Oh, no, it isn't, dear sir, dear ma'am. It's a condition. It's not only that we're fat, you know, we're also flooded and can carry a lot of water weight. And it goes to show you that, you know, everybody thinks, okay, here it is. Well, you don't really care about yourself. Well, I do care about myself. And the majority of people that I know that have reached out to me, they care about themselves too. They're just overwhelmed. And, you know, if you're overweight, there's people and treatments that can and will help. Okay. And that's what we want to do, especially going to the obesity revolution. Go join our free group. Come to where we can help you. And with the obesity revolution is there to be a safety net and a resource center and to give you skills. And that's what our trainer does. Our trainer, Robert, is the best. And not only that, he wants us it's about life. It's about how to life. I said that right, how to life, because the obesity revolution isn't a weight loss program. It's a lifestyle improvement program. And just for these few minutes that I spent knowing what was going on, what was happening with these things, you know what? We want to go and do everything we can, but right here is enough to say, man, enough's enough. These are staggering. I mean, it's shocking. But what are we going to do about it? What do we want done about it? You know, I'm burdened. Not only because of my weight, but I'm a fighter. I don't give up. People think, listen, I've had people that I worked with and people that know me, they've given up. They said, oh, man, you why'd you quit? I didn't quit. I had to go a different way. I had to, you know, my script got flipped. When I went into the hospital, I lost my mobility. And that's not an excuse. It's an explanation. I don't have any excuses. Yeah, I'm human. I make bad choices. But I'm going to tell you what. I am striving. I got therapy. You know what? It's about me trying. And I have to do it a little different now than I was. And I'm okay with that. Because I don't have any comparison to anybody else. This is my journey. And if I don't ask you to you know, come in and give me, don't give it to me. I don't want, you know, people say, well, this, and they reach out, which that's a whole other, you know, podcast I'm going to put out there about how people, things that people say to obese people that turns and really, you know, makes us, you know, throw our hands up and say, you know what, you don't, just get out of my face. So, I just want you to know I love you. But you know what? If you think these statistics are shocking, we need everybody we can to come together, to be unified. You know, I want to go to Congress. I want to go to the Senate. I want to go to the House and say things need to change, policies. The medical needs to change. We got to change this on how we are treated and how we're accommodated. And that's what the obesity revolution is. Come and join us, the revolution. We will do this and we will conquer. We'll rise, we'll conquer, and we'll be in it together. An army of many, a tribe, although we're castaways, but we are the tribe of castaways. And you need to find your tribe? Come on and join the tribe. The Obesity Revolution, obesityrevolution.com. Reach out to us. Listen, I love you all, seriously. The people I have been able to talk to and help and them help me, it's just been amazing. And I just love doing what I do. So, remember, we got this. You matter. And don't let anybody ever steal your light. And you know what? You might be looking for the light, but guess what? You are the light. Until next time, let's hang in there and let's never quit. Reset. You know, restart, whatever you have to do, but never give up. I love you all.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com.